When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My name is Martin Duffy. I'm an Irish writer and I've been living in Berlin for the past 10 years. In the past 2 years, doing book research, I've been spending time back in Dublin. When I'm here, I stay either with family or at the Central Hotel, which is now in its 125th year of business. I stay here simply because, well, it's so central. The air coach from the airport drops me off at the side of Trinity College, and I walk down, my wheeled suitcase in tow, from the bottom of Grafton Street to Exchequer Street until the corner of South Great George Street. There, I reach the hotel.
How are you? So you wanted a room on the second floor facing out into the noisiest part of the hotel.
But also right beside the elevator as well.
Good, that's good. 408, isn't it cute, like?
If that's possible, it is, yeah. Spending so much time in the hotel, I started to think more about its own life. A hotel reminds me of the joke about swans, looking so elegant above water, but paddling like crazy below the surface. There's a whole world taken for granted. This is a look inside the world of a working hotel. My hotel room. The place that will be my home away from home for the next few days. I unpack and don't give a thought to what's gone on behind the scenes to provide me with warmth and comfort for my stay. But tomorrow morning, that will all change.
Hi, Isabella. Hiya. Listen, I have to make a couple of calls. Can you... Thank you. Thanks.
6:30 a.m. Not a time when I would wish to be up and about, but it's the time when the hotel comes very much to life.
Papers? Thank you.
The first person I meet is the night porter, finishing his shift.
This now is kind of like the change, is that right now? This is kind of like the day shift starts to come in?
Yeah, it will be the starting of the day shifts now, yeah.
Right, okay.
Like the night shifts finish at the 7 o'clock.
Okay.
There's only one person in this place, so now that everybody will start coming up, all the managers and all the workers.
Right.
Morning.
Hey, good morning, Matt.
You're up early.
I'm up earlier than I want to be.
How are you?
Good, good. The place is jumping into activity. I came down about 10 minutes ago and the place is hopping already.
Yeah.
My name is Miles Tuttle. I'm the managing director of the Central Hotel in Dublin. I firmly believe that it's the longest operating hotel still in Dublin today, if not the country. It is now a listed one building. We're a 70-bedroom hotel. We have various different types of bedrooms. None of them are the same. And our main business is accommodation. Being a building of this age, it is always going to be challenging for myself and all the staff, and particularly Eddie, to keep it the way it is.
Eddie is a much-lived Dubliner, with a big head of grey hair and a weathered face. He is the hotel's handyman and has been up since before dawn. He arrives to a major problem.
Good morning, Eddie.
Morning, gentlemen. I'm the nerve centre here. You're talking to the main man here. Now, don't mind Miles or anybody. I am the man. Without me, the place doesn't rock or roll.
I hear you're starting the day with a problem, actually.
I had it on the bus on the way in, yeah.
Right,
yes,
already.
Yeah, already.
We have a problem with our pump here on the fourth floor. And we don't know what it is, so we've an electrician on his way as well. So hopefully he'll get here before many more people get up. But the worst case scenario is there's 9 rooms on this floor are affected. They have no hot water. Edward, morning.
Boys,
not too bad. There's no power going to it, as you can see. I put the switch down up, Eddie, and to no avail. Now, look at this here.
Yeah, don't mind that.
While Eddie and Miles struggle on the fourth floor, downstairs at reception, the problem becomes more urgent. Business people are early risers.
Shower's not working. It's 4 or 6.
Yeah, we're working on it at the moment. I'm trying to fix it.
Okay. So it's everywhere.
Sorry?
It's everywhere.
No, just on the fourth floor. Do you want to take a shower now? I can give you a different room. No.
Breakfast is being served, with a staff of 5 on duty between the small restaurant and its kitchen. Meanwhile, the next hand on deck is Donna Tuttle, Miles Tuttle's daughter, who works in accounts and administration.
Well, you normally have porters and reception and a duty manager in at 7 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
You have different various staff coming in, like housekeeping in the bar, mightn't come in till about 9 or 10. But, so it ranges mostly from housekeeping down to reception and things like that. And then you have porters who are vital to the hotel, really.
One of those porters is Liam, who brings me out through the window to the first floor roof, where he is surrounded by beer barrels.
And so you bring all this stuff down, and then it gets basically new delivery will come
later? This stuff goes down weekly. It builds up over the week, and then fresh stuff comes in, and the old stuff goes out.
And the kegs will get swapped today, or?
Yeah, Bulmers, Heineken and Guinness are coming today.
Back up on the fourth floor and the hot water problem, Eddie and Miles are joined by the electrician. The news is not good.
Everything's right. I don't know if it's something to do with something locked out some part of it somewhere.
So which?
It's locked out for some reason.
Switch it off again. Yeah. Our electrician has arrived, Martin.
Hiya.
This young man is doing a documentary, A Day in Life of a Hotelier, or a Hotel. The easiest job in the world.
Now,
sorry?
I think that has just fallen off there now, hasn't it?
Guests and workers are depending on Eddie and Miles to solve the problem. And it's all shoulders to the wheel. The night porter was supposed to leave at 7.
Okay, and are you going to finish now? Because you're supposed to finish at 7.
I'll finish it at 7, as I'll go and hand over the reception, yeah?
Yeah, because now it's whatever, it's past 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Just an update on the pump on the fourth floor. Apparently there was an electrical surge and the inverter card got smashed in it. And the inverter is so that the power is changed from a 3-phase to a 1-phase power. So we had to send out for it. Unfortunately, it's down Racool, and it'll cost us about €1,000.
Oh, God.
So that's a good start to a bad day.
Nine a.m. Deliveries in, guests fed, the hot water problem solved. The next focus is on housekeeping, as guests leave for the day or are at the end of their stay.
My name is Daniele Prado.
You're going to start here today?
Yes, my first day in the Central Hotel, so I'm be happy because my first job in Irish, so I'm be happy.
Good. And so how long have you been in Ireland?
2 weeks only. Two weeks.
Great. And so you will start here now, and there's the house manager. Do you know her name?
Ellen. The manager housekeeping, Ellen.
Elaine Fleming is our housekeeper, and she is a team of 5 to 7, depending on the time of the year, of housemaids.
I start my day by picking up the list from reception, my arrival list, my keys, the gone rooms. I go upstairs then, and I allocate the rooms to my staff. They all get 14 rooms and an extra duty to do during the day.
Daniel,
yes.
This is Adriana. And you're in.
Yeah.
This is Daniel.
It is the responsibility of the entire team to ensure that if there's a problem, we sort it out straight away.
Now, if my first couple of hours in the morning, which are the most chaotic hours, up to 11 o'clock is my most key. There's so much work to be done. And then after that, I can just focus on the bedrooms.
this whole
Plastic glass.
Yes.
New, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We have 12 different nationalities. And that's a whole different amount of cultures trying to bring into the world, buy into the one ethos of the customer's God. If the customer's happy, we get paid.
Morning.
If the customer is not happy, he won't come back. Then we don't get paid. And the other thing in this industry is because it's not a 9-to-5 industry and staff are always looking for, I want this day off and I want that day off and I need this and I need that. You say, look, we don't write the rosters. Our guests actually write the rosters. When the guests come, we're busy, so we all work. When there's no guests here, then we can take our time off.
This is where we keep our ironing boards, cuts.
Okay.
I've noticed that when you're walking down the corridor, that you're running your finger along the... What do you call that? Do you call it the
dodo rail.
The what?
Dodo rail.
So the dodo rail. But are you aware of doing that?
I am, because when I worked in a hotel before, an old manager said to me many years, you should always have your cloth in your hand. So while you're walking, you're dusting. So you're saving time and energy. Right? And that way, you don't say, I have a job to do. It's because when you're walking, you're automatically doing it.
10 a.m. The working day of the hotel is now at its peak, with cleaning, catering, booking and administration all in full swing. Elaine takes the lift with Daniela to the housekeeping office on the third floor.
Welcome. Okay, we're going to the third. Open the third. That's where we have our office. We meet there every morning. What time you're on duty?
Okay.
In the morning, if you start at 8 o'clock, you're on public areas, which consist of either cleaning the toilets or cleaning reception.
Okay.
If you start at 9, you come straight to the office, and I'll give you a list of your bedrooms, a list of the rooms that are going to be coming today.
Okay.
The rooms that are gone.
Mm-hmm.
The work going on all round in the hotel is ultimately about what is now happening down at reception. Another satisfied customer checking out.
Morning, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Can I check out, please?
You can indeed. What's your number?
227.
So your balance is 7960, please.
Okay.
That's great, thank you.
Handyman Eddie is a constant presence. On the second floor, he introduces me to one of his housekeeping pals.
This is a very, very special lady here. This lady here. And this lady comes all the way from Krakow.
Right.
And if you get talking to her, I can guarantee you, you'll run out of tape. But she never shuts up.
My name is Elizabeth. I work like housekeeping here. I have to change bench, I have to hover, I have to dust, I have to, if I see something is broken, I have to report to reception, or Eddie, my friend, I have to say to him and he have to fix it.
Even on an average day, Elaine and her housekeeping team need to be ready for the unexpected.
Housekeeping? But like today, one of my staff called in sick at 10 past 8. And they start at 9, and I phoned one girl straight away, and she came in to work. So you always have to keep track of the rooms with the people, the staff, unfortunately, and they are very good about it. That's my main issue, that my staff are happy. That's what I have to make sure my staff are happy. We work with each other, not against each other.
One of the quirky things I like about this hotel is the daily towel animal. It's a little personal touch that puts a smile on my face each time I walk in my room and see it. It's a kind thought for the traveller. So you've made two towels. two towels, and the way you fold them over, it winds up with the face of a pig. That's really cute. I got one 2 days ago, and it was an elephant.
The elephant,
head.
Yes.
Yeah. And then yesterday, when I went to my room yesterday evening, there was one shaped like a heart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's for your birthday.
Oh, yes.
But for all the teamwork and the fun, there is, as I'd suspected, a vulnerable side to the job.
My name is Dana. I'm from Poland. I'm working here 6 years. Mm-hmm. Housekeeping, yeah.
Okay. And is there any particular incident that comes to mind, like about a time when you might have either had an unusual incident with a guest or just... You
know? There was one guest that put something on the cover and pretend that I put dirty sheets, and he took me into the room and showed me, then grab and start try kissing me. So it was very nasty, yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that is terrible, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's only one.
Okay, so at least it was only one.
Only one, yeah.
For 125 years, day in and day out, there has been a team of people working in this hotel. Times changed, ownership changed, staff changed. But the goal has remained the same. Keep the guest happy.
Going back through the generations, I don't know, but in the early 40s, there was a lady called Miss Mullen came, and she was the general manager, and she lived on the property, and she lived and worked here until the late 60s. She ran a very, very good operation here. I think she was here for the guts of 30 years or something. Coincidentally, her nephew is Daniel O'Donnell, and when he was 16, he had her working in the kitchens here. And during her time, she would have seen the likes of Simon and Garfunkel and people like that that would have stayed here. A lot of the pop stars in their day would have stayed here in the 60s and early 70s. It then went through a change. I don't know who the owners were. Oh, yeah, the owners were the Hewitts of Dublin. And I think they were involved in the motor industry. They would have bought it off the original builders of the hotel. I can't remember what time. But they then sold it to a guy called Paddy Belton, who was a Fine Gael TD many, many years ago.
While every owner had their story to tell, the current owner surely has the best. It is a tall tale of a late-night drunken poker game and a million-euro hangover.
And the current owner, Jerry Condon's his name, Gilderman, was here one night in a poker game, and he woke up in the bedroom the next morning with the keys of the hotel in his pocket. And he thought this was very strange, because the hotel was the furthest thing from his mind. His family were into the meat business. His own business was property and development and so on and so forth. And he went home, trundled on home, and got a phone call the next day from the banks: we're foreclosing on this unless you give us a million. So he duly, promptly stumped up a million. He done a deal with the various people that were involved on the day, and eventually he bought the place out in 2007, and he now owns it solely. For a large part of the early years of Jerry's ownership of this property lost serious money. And we're very fortunate nowadays that when the Celtic Tiger was at its boom, we started making cutbacks because of the losses here. And crazily, we started to make money when the Celtic Tiger died, and touch wood, we're still making money.
Isabel Boyle is the multitasking linchpin of the hotel. She manages the flow of people through its doors.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful to see you. Isabel.
Yeah, my name's Isabel.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Hi.
What were you looking for?
Leo McCarthy recommended. You know Leo.
Who doesn't know Leo? I look after all the bookings coming in. I look after all the conference bookings coming in. Look after reception.
This with you,
of course,
again,
that's no
that's
problem.
That's great, thank
fine.
You.
No problem.
My husband had a question. I'm sorry. As to whether you had any stamps here?
No, we don't
where's
have any.
Post?
Do you know where the tourist office is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just opposite there.
Great, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, no problem.
See you later.
You know, that's for the next couple of days. You can see we have just 8 rooms to sell today. We're full tomorrow. We have 2 to go Saturday. That gives an idea. Then if it's date in the long term, you just type in the date like so, and that tells you then how it is for, you know, a few years ago it was always Friday and Saturday night it'd be booked out, and then probably about the last 2-3 summers it'd be just the Saturday night. You always had rooms to sell on a Friday night. Now it's back to the two, the Friday and Saturday night are both selling now together, which is good. So.
Good afternoon, Central Hotel. What's speaking?
Eddie, yeah. I went to school with Eddie. He's probably one of Dublin's biggest characters. He is ingenious in solving a lot of our problems at a tenth of the cost if you brought in outside contractors. He is hard work at times, but that goes with the territory.
This is the nerve centre in here, you know. This is the main part. This is the engine room in here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is... Very few people get in here, you know. You're privileged. This is where it all happens. In here.
Alright. Yeah. This is your master control room.
This is the control room. This is it here now. Everything is in here. All the spare parts. Well, most of the spare parts for motors and pumps and everything is in here that we need to keep the place running.
Right. So shelves and shelves of everything from...
Yeah, well, bulbs, all the different bulbs for all the different things and...
electrical connections.
All electrical gear for the lights that break in the rooms and...
Even toilet lids I see up here.
Yes. They're covers off the toilets, toilet seats. We've spares for everything, radiator valves, everything. And we use them every day. Every day we use... Most of the stuff that you're seeing here, this is French polish. That table outside there yesterday was all scratched. I polished that up yesterday. And that's ready to go back into one of the rooms again now. This is it. Very few people get in here now. You're...
Thank you for the privilege.
Oh, I'm telling you. Now, keep it quiet.
I promise.
3 p.m. and it's the changing of the guard. Isabel comes to the end of her shift and Brendan takes over as the duty manager. He also meets Daniela at the end of her first day.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm fine.
Who is this, please? Who are you?
Good. I'm first day now.
Ah, well, welcome to the
thank
baptism
you.
Of fire. Brazilian?
Brazilian, yes.
So that's you guys signing off now.
How was your first day?
What?
You've finished now for the day.
Finished.
Up to now, about 20 people have been working in the hotel. At this point, the number goes down to about 7.
Right, I'm going to go into now the conference business for tonight. So this is what's happening today in our eight meeting rooms. OMS is a product testing. It's a new cheese product that they're doing for Kerry Foods. So they're setting up the system for people to come in and taste and give their verdict on it. That's in one of the bigger rooms. That's the auditions, which is then going to go to a meditation class. That's the product display, the closed display, which is going to IPSC, which is the political group. Greenworks is a renewable energy, which is then going to be transferred to Dublin Pride, which is 40 in a theatre-style setup with no specific details. And Paddy O'Kelly is a fashion agent. He's here for 2 weeks. So we just go in and clean his room, just empty the bins and so on. So that's relatively simple. So that's one aspect of the job we've got to do tonight. Now, I do that with our evening porter, plus the bar, plus the food, plus any accommodation needs, plus
see
any...
See you later, take care, thanks.
There will be requirements for us to go and help people switch on lights in rooms, and check radiator settings and so on. The Americans are famous for that. They don't know how to work... the Irish electricity system. Some of the lamps have 3 or 4 switches on them, so they often need help with that. Or if they need extra pillows, or just the general day-to-day detail of the hotel.
Roughly speaking, the hotel handles 30,000 bed nights per year. That's a lot of people. Inevitably, some stand out more than others, and they tend to be American.
Well, we did have an American guest stay here 1 year, and he stayed here for roughly about 2 weeks or so. Very, very nice gentleman, and he stayed with his wife, but he had a little problem at night times. He would sleepwalk and we'd find him wandering nude around the hotel randomly, and we could be in the bar, and next thing this nude man would just appear in the doorway, and of course you want to save his dignity and you kind of don't want to give him a shock or anything. And it was quite, and God bless him, he was so nice about it and so lovely. And you know, you have to take things like that with a bit of, you know, you have to understand and everything. And the wife came down and started giving out to him the next morning in front of us, saying, you know, I told you to lock that door and all this. And it was quite entertaining. This would happen over a period of nearly 2 weeks every night, so we'd have the bathrobe ready every night for him.
But I mean, there's loads of instances of people coming to reception and, you know, demanding the weirdest things. And you know, why is it raining, you know? Or alternatively, we have people from California coming into reception during the summertime and saying, we came to Ireland because of the rain, how come there's no rain, you know? And quite irate about it.
The record is 19 calls Monica's got with me in the night as a duty manager to go to a room to get them something.
All right, okay.
From a pillow to switching on the telly. 19 calls is there.
And then there's the hotel's most loyal customer. In fact, he lives in it most of the year.
My name is John Golf, and I'm retired, and I have been in various different hotels, but the Central Hotel is the one I like most, and that's why I've spent so much time here.
And how long have you been staying here now?
Well, we'll say within the last year, possibly 7-8 months altogether, you know. I have held a home in Thailand, but I come back and forth to Ireland a lot, and so I always like to come back here to Stephen's Green and into this hotel. The fact that I know all the staff so well, that I'm just like, it's nearly like a family now to me, you know. And it has this kind of old world charm, and it, you know, like all older hotels, it has a lot of character.
This is the room that Simon and Garfunkel, not together, but they used to stay in when they were here. And it's commonly known as the Simon Garfunkel room. Unlike all the other rooms, we kept this room, the trappings in this room, the four-poster bed scenario, we kept that as it was. Yes, we repainted, electrics, plumbing, wasn't really changed, the plumbing, I'll show you that now. It's a big four-poster bed, as you can see. Huge bathroom with a jacuzzi. We have two washhand basins, his and hers, and there's a walk-in wardrobe as well.
At this time of the evening, a place that has been described as Dublin's best-kept secret becomes the focus of activity in the hotel. The library bar. While I was tucked away in one of its quiet corners, I was accosted.
Dining room, ladies, and we don't want dining rooms. We're disturbing this man's peace. Where's the bar? We're in the bedroom for
drinks. Straight across the landing to the left.
Thank you.
As the day comes to an end, I meet Summer, who is from China and has worked in the bar since 2003.
It's okay for me. I feel the library bar is quite comfortable for the customer and kind of easy for the bartender as well. And you have the time to communicate with the customer as well. So you can see you have lots of travelers from France, Spain, and you will see lots of the different cultures. And sometimes the customer is no good English, English, no, my mother tongue as well. So you need to do the body language, communicate with them. It's quite funny. How to say it? During this long time working here, I just feel it's my home already.
No, I don't know. I'm going to have a look around. I do a security check every hour. Where I walk and make sure everybody's closed the bedroom doors and make sure there's nothing obvious wrong. And then I'll I don't stop for a formal break, really. On a bit on a night like tonight, I would on a quiet Tuesday night or a Monday night, but I tend to keep going and to keep my finger on the pulse, basically, because it's constantly changing. They're going to come out at the moment as they hit the bar. I have to be ready to back up the bar. If two meetings finish at the same time, then I'm going to be able to, you know, direct them accordingly.
Okay. 11:30 p.m. Just when it might be expected that things wind down for the night, a coachload of Norwegians arrive to check in.
It's a group booking, yes.
A whole group.
They have 12 rooms, 11 doubles, and one single in total.
Okay.
It's a big group.
And how long are they here for the weekend?
They are here for 3 days, yes.
Okay. All right. And now you finish?
So I'm finishing now. Well, I was supposed to finish at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
But I'm still here.
So. Are they arriving at this time or
not? No, I have no idea now. Because sometimes they arrive late because of the flights or anything.
Right.
So we don't know like when they will be arriving. Sometimes they do let us know, you know.
So the whole cycle starts all over again. I saw you this morning at
yeah.
7 with 7 the whole problem with the water and all that kind of stuff was going on. And now you come back in and you will be taking care of the whole night of what goes
on. Yeah, I will be, yeah.
So the first person I met this morning is the last one I see tonight before heading off to my room. I won't be awake at 6 tomorrow morning when the whole cycle starts again. And it will be a few months before I am back in Dublin again. But in future, I won't take my comfort and my towel animals so much for granted.